News from the Radio Oklahoma News Network. I'm Dale Forbus. Count 'em, 30 days left in the state legislative session. Radio Oklahoma's Ken Johnson has the latest.
Some are calling it an unusual move. Governor Stitt has invited the Senate President Pro Tem and the House Speaker to his office Monday afternoon for a budget summit. Lawmakers need to come up with a plan on spending $13 billion for state government, which will include tornado relief. Like a bulldog chewing on a bone, the governor remains committed to having a personal income tax cut.
Of course, Oklahoma is horse country, including wild horses. The Bureau of Land Management wants people to come see the wild horses now off-range in a pasture near Hominy. It's part of an effort to get the public to know the work being done to preserve one of the few remaining assets from the Wild West. Tours of the area will begin in mid-June. The wild horses live on the Gray Horse Private Ranch. From the Radio Oklahoma News Network, I'm Dale Forbus.
Are you ready for a sizzling adventure for your taste buds with the mouth-watering blend of beef and caramelized onions that can only be found in the Oklahoma Onion Burger? The Oklahoma Beef Council is proud to kick off the Oklahoma Onion Burger Trail with 22 restaurants across the state participating in this savory journey. From March 1st through August 30th, embark on this culinary experience unique to Oklahoma. Just head to oklabeef.org to sign up for your digital pass, accessible right from your mobile phone, or download a paper pass to keep track of your delicious adventures. But that's not all. Prizes abound for culinary adventurers, including the chance to win a $500 beef gift certificate or an exclusive t-shirt for conquering the entire trail. Once again, visit oklabeef.org and start your savory journey along the Oklahoma Onion Burger Trail. Brought to you by Oklahoma's farming and ranching families through their Beef Checkoff. Beef, it's what's for dinner in Oklahoma.